The ruling does nothing immediately. The minimum coverage mandate won't be implemented until 2014. But Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott says this case, along with a few others, are all taking steps toward eliminating the law.
And as a result, these cases are going to work their way up through the appellate system, and I believe almost to a point of certainty that the United States Supreme Court will be taking the case, but that will be a couple of years down the road.
The Virginia case is the third to receive a ruling on the constitutionality of the new health care law. Two in favor of the law, one against. Scott Poe is a professor at the UT School of Law and a Supreme Court historian. He says it's not the merits of the suits or the law being argued that have led to the different rulings.
The two in favor of the law have been issued by Democratic federal district judges. The one against the law was issued by a Republican federal judge, and party affiliation explains everything.
Not that he expects a nonpartisan ruling once the health care law finally makes it to the U.S. Supreme Court. He says more and more the court is deciding cases with four liberal justices and four conservative justices voting on opposite sides, with Justice Anthony Kennedy casting the deciding vote. Poe says if you take the politics out and just follow previous case law, he thinks the federal health care law is easily upheld by the high court.
On the other hand, the Supreme Court is unlikely to hear a case for another year or so, and if it waits 2 years, it will be influenced by the 2012 elections.
Texas and 19 other states have a combined lawsuit set for a hearing Thursday in a Florida federal courtroom. Abbott says in addition to what the Virginia case was asking, the Florida case hopes to get an injunction stopping the federal government from expanding Medicaid.
The ruling by the federal court in the Texas lawsuit will definitely come out in the early stages of the next Texas legislative session. And as a result, the legislature can evaluate that ruling and make decisions based upon that ruling.
An injunction from the Florida judge could give Texas lawmakers more flexibility to make changes to its Medicaid and CHIP insurance programs. Changes that, for now, can't be made without monetary penalties because of the new health care law. But even with an injunction, the U.S. Supreme Court will have the final say. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.